From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Senate Democrats stepped up pressure today for a congressional probe into the Bush administration's use of intelligence to make its case for invading Iraq. At the same time, the Republican-controlled Senate Intelligence Committee is preparing a report that's expected to be highly critical of the intelligence on Iraq supplied by the CIA. The conflicts were aired today at a meeting between Senate Democrats and former CIA officials. NPR's David Wellna reports from the Capitol.
The aim of today's Democrats-only hearing was to assess what damage was done by last summer's disclosure of the identity of an undercover CIA employee married to former Ambassador Joe Wilson. But much of the discussion referred to a front-page story in today's Washington Post. The Post said the Senate Intelligence Committee is preparing, quote, a blistering report on intelligence the CIA supplied the White House and Congress before the Iraq invasion. West Virginia's Jay Rockefeller is the top Democrat on the Intelligence Committee. He said flatly there currently is no such report and predicted it would be many months before the committee issues one. Rockefeller also stated twice that CIA Director George Tenet is doing a good job.
It appears to me that there is a very, very clear effort being made to blame everything on the intelligence community and steer by all means away from anything that has anything to do with anybody in the administration at higher up levels or elsewhere.
All three of the former CIA agents who spoke today with a panel of six Democratic senators said administration officials were angry with the CIA because its agents balked at shaping their intelligence reports to fit the demands of administration officials. One of those former agents, Vince Canestraro, tied that anger to the published revelation by a senior administration official that Ambassador Wilson's wife, Valerie, was a CIA operative.
It seems to me that they were trying to not only undermine and trash Ambassador Wilson, but to demonstrate their contempt for CIA by bringing Valerie's name into it. It wasn't germane to their argument, but they brought it in there deliberately, vindictively, and in my judgment, a dirty trick.
And Michigan Democrat Carl Levin said there are many indications that the intelligence supplied to the administration by the CIA and other intelligence agencies was used only to bolster what administration officials already believed.
Did they exaggerate or embellish or shape further beyond what was given to them? That's the missing half in the Intelligence Committee investigation.
Levin said Senate Intelligence Chair Pat Roberts has refused to allow a probe into how intelligence was used. Roberts' office did not respond today to a request for a comment on the matter. But Ranking Intelligence Committee member Rockefeller said he planned to force that panel to carry out such a probe.
All I have to do is to get five signatures that we want to investigate a subject, the use of, for example, of intelligence, the shaping of intelligence, the manipulation of intelligence, or whatever it is we choose to look at, and then that will be looked at, and we can investigate that. And there's no way that the chairman can say that we cannot do that, and if it comes to that, we will resort to that.
Senate Republicans have been saying all week that their Democratic colleagues are simply trying to use the dispute over intelligence to undermine President Bush, Utah Republican Robert Bennett.
They attempt to put the president and this administration in a no-win situation. No matter what the president does, he is attacked by the people on the other side of the aisle.
Both Republicans and Democrats say much in the intelligence controversy rides on whether weapons of mass destruction are ultimately found in Iraq. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.